Stop Pulling My Weeds by Bradley Beck. Bradley, stop pulling my weeds, exclaimed my father. Come up on the porch and have a glass of wine with me. I ignored his call to stop. My father is 91 years old and lives alone in a 1920s craftsman home with a white picket fence surrounding it. He will not hire a gardener to help him maintain it, so I feel obligated to help him by doing yard work when I visit. My dad likes the wild look of his yard. I can't stand it. Too much is overgrown and is unkept even for a xeriscape front yard. The weeds had invaded his gravel walkway, and boxwood hedges and colourful succulents had spilled over their designed area. It appeared unkept and messy. He yells again, Bradley, stop pulling my weeds! Come up on the porch and have a glass of wine with me! I kept working, pulling at the unwelcome vegetation. Finally finished, I sat down with the rest of the family to enjoy a glass of wine, relax, and celebrate his birthday. My father is in great physical shape, however he has a hearing issue. I guess that is something I inherited from him. His hearing problem is from being an ornery nonagenarian. Mine is from not wanting to listen to him complain about helping him. My father does not feel he needs any help. He has always been independent-minded and does not enjoy having people do things for him. He is appreciative when someone does take an interest in sharing something or giving a token of appreciation, yet he does not want to appear in need or want of anything. He relishes his independence and often declines anyone who wishes to assist him. I understand his "leave me alone and I'll get along fine" attitude. From the founding of this country up until the progressive era, Americans have always had a leave-me-alone attitude. The federal government was established to do some essential needs, such as protecting its citizens in case of attack. Although leery of standing armies, Americans saw a need for a federal army and navy to protect their fellow citizens from foreign invasion. The people saw a need for a police force to protect them from a criminal element and protect their property. Then lastly, a court was established to adjudicate people's disagreements. That was about the limit of the federal government's powers. Most adventures outside their purview were prohibited. Everything else was for the local government to undertake, thinking a local government would be closer for the people to challenge. Since human nature does not change, there is often a clash of ideas when two or more people gather. My father wanted to spend time with me and drink some wine. I wanted to help him clean up his yard and have the appearance of conformity by maintaining his property. I should have honored his wishes, but my "I know better" attitude appeared. Why did this happen to me? A liberty-loving, free-market advocate. My nature of wanting to help a family member, yet usurping his wishes to just let things be, overcame me. This experience demonstrates how quickly we have conflicts of interest when we think we know best and may indeed be right. However, without the consent of the other to take action, it is not our place to disregard a property owner's wishes. One could argue there are municipal codes for the upkeep and maintenance of property, such as public nuisance or health codes, to be enforced. My father's property was never close to this status. However, it was not to my liking or aesthetic. It was messy, but not so bad that it was in any violation. What is it in our human nature that makes us oppose someone else's wishes? Our founders studied human nature from the ancients like Pythagoras to Aristotle, from Seneca and Cicero, and later Sidney Smith and Montesquieu. What they found is what we experience daily. Someone with a different idea and power, however slight, will use their tacit authority to force their way on others. These prudent thinkers help mold the unique attributes of America. They understand that the individual is sovereign, and the proper role of government is to protect individual rights and property. It is not to help or assist unless asked for. When help is called upon, it should be through the private sector, through association with others, to help. Upon arriving home, I received a card from my father thanking me for visiting and celebrating his birthday. Then, after his words of gratitude, came his rebuke. "Brad, please, please, please do not pick my weeds. Please, Brad, do not cut or pull my weeds. Please, 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 Brad, do not pick my weeds. Please, please. I enjoy it so much when you guys visit and stay with me, but please, please do not pull my weeds. Do not pull my weeds." This sentiment filled the card. I think I got his message. Now, if we only can get the federal government to do the same.